Welcome to Keeping It Real with Coach Roz, coming off mute, where we tackle the challenges of single parenthood head on and provide practical advice for navigating the journey with confidence and grace. I'm your host, Dr. Rosalind Willis, better known as Coach Roz, the Birth and Purpose Coach. And in today's episode, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for single parents and all parents, learning how to govern your children effectively and protect them from harm. As a single parent, you bear the weight of not only raising your children, but also ensuring their safety and well-being. From sibling squabbles to protecting them from the wrong influences, the task can feel daunting at times. But fear not, because today we're sharing 8 essential steps to help you navigate these challenges with strength and with resilience. Step 1. Establish clear boundaries. The first step in governing your children effectively is to establish clear boundaries. Let them know what behavior is acceptable and what isn't. Consistency is key here, so be firm yet loving in enforcing these boundaries. Set clear boundaries for the people that you allow in your children's lives as well, especially when it comes to relationships. Step 2. Lead by example. Children learn by example. So it's essential to lead by example. As a single parent, it's so important to be consistent and lead by example. Show them what respect, kindness, and responsibility look like in action, and they'll be more likely to follow suit. Remember, whatever you speak to your children, they hear you. If you do not want your children cussing, do not cuss at them, or even in front of them. Lead by example. Step 3. Foster open communication. Create a safe space for your children to express themselves openly and honestly. Encourage them to share their thoughts, feelings, and concerns with you without fear of judgment. Effective communication is a cornerstone of a healthy parent-child relationship. Let your children know that they can trust you to protect them no matter what or who. Step 4. Teach them about personal safety. As a single parent, it's your responsibility to teach your children about personal safety. From stranger danger to setting boundaries with others, equip them with the knowledge and skills they need to protect themselves from harm. Communicate about personal boundaries for their bodies. Note, if your child comes to you and say, "He or she touched me," as a parent, your job is to immediately be your child's voice and fight for them and not the other person. If the other adult is innocent and your child is lying, the truth will come out. It is your job to protect your child at any cost. Guys, I've watched the Steve Wilkos show, and I've seen different episodes where you may have parents come out there and they're at each other's throat because a child has accused the man or the woman of touching them, and the other parent is they're like adamant, "I did not do it, they're lying on me," and the other parent is like, I believe you, babe, I'm standing with my husband, or I'm standing with my wife. And then they find out that parent fails the lie detector test multiple times, and they find out that the child was telling the truth. And then I've seen it on the other way. Bottom line is, I would rather, as a mother, stand with my child and find out later on that it wasn't true than to not stand with my child and find out it was true and that my child had nobody with them. That's just Rosalind chapter 2, verse 3. That's my own thoughts for that. Y'all comment in these comments and let me know what your thought is or your take is on this. I want my podcast to not only be something you guys can listen to, but let's talk about it. Let's grow together. Let's learn together. And that's what it's all about. So step 5, monitor their relationships. Keep a close eye on your children's relationships, both offline and online. Know who they're spending time with and what activities they're participating in. Be proactive in addressing any red flags that may arise. Know who's in the house that they are spending nights with, if you allow them to have sleepovers. I remember spending nights with friends that had brothers that tried to touch me every chance they got, and my parents was not aware because I was staying a night with my female friend. And see, guys, I didn't go back and tell my mom and dad because I knew that if I told them that that was happening, they wasn't going to let me spend a night out anymore. So I just kept it to myself, and I dealt with it the best way that I could. There's a lot of kids out there right now that are dealing with the same thing. So really, really ask questions. It may seem like you're being a nosy mom or a nosy dad, but ask questions about who your children are around. Know, I mean, what I do with my girls, and I've done with my girls, they're older now, but I would always talk to the parent where they're spending the night. I had a rapport with that parent. I would want to know who's in the house, you know, if they have siblings, whatever. Are the siblings going to be there? I mean, all of that. Yes, it may seem like much, but I'd rather do that than have my child as a statistic. That's just me. Step 6, educate them about consent. Teach your children about the importance of consent from an early age. Help them understand that they have the right to say no to anything that makes them feel uncomfortable, whether it's physical contact or sharing personal information. You have to sit down and have hard conversations with your children. You will be surprised at what children have been exposed to as young as 4 and 5 years old. When I used to teach pre-K, the children told everything that they had been exposed to, and some was very bad. Talk to your children. Ask them, has anyone ever touched you here? Guys, this is so important. Like I said, when I used to teach pre-K and Head Start, I would talk to the children, and it would just be me asking them what they ate. I wouldn't be asking them personal questions, but they would tell you things that you'd even ask about. So this is very, very important. Communicate with your children. Let yourself be a safe place for them. Let them know that they can come to you and talk to you about anything, but ask those hard questions. Even if you may not even want to know the answer, it's important to keep your child safe by asking those questions. Step 7, instill confidence and self-worth. Empower your children by instilling confidence and self-worth in them. Help them develop a strong sense of self-esteem so that they can stand up for themselves and resist peer pressure. Speak life and love over them. If you tear them down and speak negatively over them, you will make it easy for the wrong person to be able to target them as a victim. Speak life and love over your children. Guys, this is so important. You can speak life or death out of the power of your tongue over your children. Be positive to them. You know, if you say you're never going to be anything, after a while they're going to start believing that, and they're going to move toward that revelation. But when you say you can do anything, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and you begin to speak life over them, you're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, you will see those children walk in a better place and be better individuals all around. Step 8, which is our final step, seek professional help if needed. Finally, don't hesitate to seek professional help if you feel overwhelmed or if your children are struggling with difficult issues. Whether it's counseling, therapy, or support groups, there are resources available to help you and your children navigate through challenging times. Remember, it is okay to ask for help. Children do not come with a guide that teaches us step by step how to raise them. So we do the best that we can. I'm sharing this with you because I have had experiences as a single mom in the past. Now I'm married, now with Self, the man that still makes my heart skip a beat, over 14 years now. And I just want to be able to not forget about my single women that have struggles with motherhood, my single men that have struggles with fatherhood. I just want to be able to encourage you on today. So I'm sharing this with you based on my own experiences as a single mother and now a married mother. Our number one priority is to protect and cover our children in prayer and in love. And there you have it. 8 steps to help you govern your children effectively as a single parent and protect them from all harm. Remember, you're not alone on this journey, and with love, patience, and determination, you can raise happy, healthy, and resilient children in Jesus' name. Remember to pray and cover your children every day. Ask God for the blueprint for your children. He knows them and created them. He will direct you and guide you. I'm a witness. You got this. That's all for today's episode of Keeping It Real with Coach Roz, coming off mute. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, take care and keep parenting with purpose. Please please share my video, visit my YouTube page. Make sure you comment and give me feedback. If you have any questions, inbox me or email me at keepingitrealwithcoachroz@gmail.com. Remember, as long as you got a pulse, you got a purpose. God bless you and goodbye.